Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back. We have Jim Cole here, and Jim has introduced me to one of the most amazing technology, both for exercise, the Sonic Life Machine, which is the most non-traumatic exercise machine in the world. 10 minutes on it is equivalent to an hour of aerobics, and it's non-traumatic. Some of the older machines we had, including the triplanar machines and so on, are traumatic, and they will cause some discomfort, even though they can do some exercise. The non-traumatic effect of the sine waves of the Sonic Life. But on top of that, it has a literally epigenetic frequency up to 100,000 hertz. It'll actually transmit the song of DNA. And even when you don't put the earplugs in, which you can put through the jack, you can actually hear the song of DNA play through your MP3 player or your iPhone directly through the 3.5 audio jack in the machine. It's like, it's almost miraculous. It's like magical. When you turn it on, when I first turned it on, I could actually hear the song of DNA being played through the two woofers in the bottom of my professional Sonic Life machine. I got, whoa! And you could feel the difference after a few minutes. You say, this is opening up my DNA. This is actually doing stuff. Just like if you take that along with our DNA peptides, and now I've heard that we're going to finally get our special production of Red Deer Velvet DR will be here next Friday at the latest, which means I have patents on these as the first and only technology in the world that will actually restore the fetal state, which is the only state where you don't age. And I'm the one that discovered that. I'll be putting in my patent that the only state when you actually don't age, you don't age during utero. You know, it's interesting, you have a birthday, and it actually is very appropriate because you're not aging while you're in utero and you're growing and getting bigger to become a live baby passing through the magic arch of the pubic arch, I call it. not the McDonald arch, the magic arch of the pubis. And people don't realize that the placenta is a bioengine generating the molecules. It also probably generates harmonic resonant frequencies just like nuclei in the base of the brain. And while you're fasting, your liver tries to become a pseudoplacenta. Did you know that? Which is why fasting is so good for you. Your fasting actually makes your liver start to produce some of the biomolecules to regenerate organs when you go into the fasting state. Fascinating, eh? And,
wow.
You know, and of course, I learned this intuitively from God first, and then I went back and did tests and looked at all the literature, and guess what? Dr. Deagle's right again. And that's why I ask people, and I'm going to put it to you to ask, because I asked my guests. A lot of time, I did get a caller the other day, Dr. Kennedy, who's a chiropractor radiologist, and she called in talking about 5G network, how it's going to be banned by, vetoed by Governor Brown. Most of the stuff he does, I think, is pretty weird. But thank God he's on the right side of this issue. And people need to understand when you put the right frequencies into your body with a Sonic Life machine, you're actually erasing the toxic radiation caused by electricity, sine wave electricity, which, by the way, 60 hertz is the same as the resonant atomic frequency, plasma frequency of calcium. So no wonder it's pro-inflammatory. And this technology that I'm developing and putting together, eventually I'm going to get funding and set up a center probably south of the border in Mexico. And when I do that, I'll actually have a center that will actually of regenerative medicine will include not only stem cell clinics like the one in Santa Clarita, and maybe in fact I'll actually help them there to expand their clinic and have some of this co-technology that I'm producing, EGFT frequencies, sonic life, and other things to amplify, including I talked to the clinic director already about bringing in my Red Deer Velvet to their stem cell clinic of NovaStem, because it's the best technology of stem cells in the world. What they do is they take stem cell lines, multiply them dramatically, so you have really high concentration of stem cells. They're grown in a hypoxic environment, so they're better than your own bone marrow stem cells or umbilical cord or fat stem cells from your adipose tissue. But you have to have, these are like an architect and engineer. If they don't have the building blocks and they don't have the signal to turn on the DNA, things don't happen. That's why the organogenesis clinics, such as the one in Wisconsin and other clinics like in Texas, they're failing dramatically because they haven't circumscribed all the issues that are necessary to reproduce the fetal life situation when an embryo turns into a baby and grows up and then is delivered as a person. And by the way, when you're a baby in utero, you are a person, and you can actually have legal rights to property. In fact, there's a situation where they actually froze some embryos of a Hollywood starlet and her former husband, and they actually gave them legal property rights, and those legal property rights can only ascend to persons. So if you actually went to the Supreme Court and you actually talked about it, that if you can give Supreme Court rights of property to an embryo that's now frozen and going to be delivered 20 years after it was actually conceived, those fetuses, even in utero, in suspended animation, still have legal rights, they're still persons. So much for these people that believe that humans don't have rights. And the fact is, we want to make sure they have rights so they don't create transhumans. I don't mind them fixing and curing genetic disorders, but the idea of creating transhumans is disgusting to me and dangerous as hell. It's the emergence of the, not X-Men, but almost trans-men, we call it. They won't even be sexually male or female. They'll be, God knows what the hell they'll be. And people need to understand that in order to erase those radiations that are affecting the body, like 5G network, smart meters and Wi-Fi networks, sonic life is probably the best technology we have right now, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. Now, the exercise, you worked on a number of exercise clinics too. These machines are fantastic. You can go on 10 minutes on this and increase your metabolic rate equivalent to an hour of aerobics. You have no trauma, so if you have osteopenic bones and worry about a fracture, you're not going to get a fracture. But it'll stimulate during a part of the cycle, a 3G effect on the cells and tissues to include the muscle fibril growth and the bone growth of collagen, etc., without the danger of trauma. It's amazing, isn't it? So you can have little resistant bands or small hand weights rather than big weights, and it amplifies the effect of that weight 3.6 times minimally during a part of the cycle for so many parts of a second.
Right. Absolutely. Have you tried sitting on the machine and just sitting in the frequency and letting it feel the
yes.
energy go up your spine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can just sit on it. You can just sit on the machine, actually, even on the exercise mode or even on the epigenetic frequency mode, and just turn it on. You don't even have the exercise thing on. You can actually hear the sound of the song of DNA being played through your body. Now, you have to understand what a human being is, and this is, ethereal, almost magical, when you understand this in a teleological sense. What God created us, He created us as a holographic, nonlinear image, and that image was condensed into cells and tissues and organs. And that image is constantly in a state of instantaneous flux, inducing genes, turning on and off ion channels, and turning on and off the production of messenger RNA to make proteins and enzymes. And I've actually circumscribed and finally put all the pieces together. What I've discovered actually puts the final puzzle together, and I'm writing a book called The Returning the Years of Methuselah, Zero Senescence, which means in the next 5 to 20 years, and it could happen sooner than that, but it's going to take some while to assemble all this technology and the money to actually set up a center. What I want people to become is members of these clinic, get epigenetic testing, get a treatment, including stem cells, can be banked for decades, and eventually we'll have people that are, I call, the emergence of the elderly. These are people that were retired with physical or emotional or other problems, let's say PTSD, if they're vets, or even lost limbs. We'll be able to regrow limbs and regenerate people so they'll become young people again. That's what I call the elderly. Do you like that term?
Oh, I do. I like that term.
The elderly. In other words, I want to see 90-year-old quarterbacks. I want to see pro basketball players that are 110. I want to see people going back to university and picking up their 10th PhD, traveling the world, and even volunteering. I want to see wise people going back into service and government so they can actually use their wisdom to actually make better legislation than the foolishness that's going on now. Our biggest deficiency in our society is not electricity or food or anything. We can always solve those problems with wisdom. And I want to also change the modus of schools, just like I want to change the pathway for people getting in health professions, that they can master the database online, and then they go to centers of excellence to prove they have the physical and the other skill sets to actually do the procedures. And that could be expanded to anything, from engineering to whatever. If someone can master the information quickly, and then down the road, I'm working on what's called a neurotronic circuit, ways of actually interfacing with the human brain so you can download entire language or other skill sets so you can literally be interfaced with the system in a matter of hours, download years of information. That's going to happen, isn't it? And people like me will invent it.
Mm-hmm.
People say, that's not possible, Dr. Deagle. If you know the extent of my skills and ability, I'm not possible. But I'm here talking to you on the radio. I'm here to serve you. I'm your big brother. And if you listen, you live, as it says, live long and prosper, like Spock says. Get your Sonic Life machine now. We'll arrange for the lease purchase. Get your CBD oil. Calm your life, as I say, lubricant for living. How's that? CBD Life, lubricant for living, for all your cells, for pain, stress, etc. Welcome back. So, Jim, I did a lot of talking. I want you to kind of talk now. Talk about the Sonic Life. Why did you get so excited about this? And you've been at it for a number of years. And why did you get so excited about introducing me to your CBD oil? Because when I was at the Anti-Aging Conference in December, there were at least half a dozen companies were putting out CBD oil of one kind or another. They weren't liposomal, nanotechnology with a meter dose bottle. And they didn't have the power to literally be in your bloodstream in 7 seconds when they go through the buccal mucosa of your mouth. These are simply amazing, these technologies. The Sonic Life, the best way to deliver the, I call it the song of DNA, the epigenetic frequencies, and actually you can turn it on and turn up the volume, and even without an ear jack in your ears, anyone in the room can actually hear the song of DNA goes through the lower woofers in sound and electromagnetics being pumped through the base of this machine, which you can sit on, lay on, stand on it. It's amazing. I mean, people need to start understanding that that's why scalar radiation is so bad and why this technology is so good.
Right. Exactly. No, the Sonic machine, I was actually realizing that the accumulation of toxins over time led to a disease state. And we had different products. People were doing detoxes. People were doing different things to get rid of the toxins. But then the other element was the stagnation of fluid. And whether it's a fish tank that stagnates or a pond or a lake or an ocean, disease becomes a natural progression of nature and the stagnation of that fluid. And with the 80% or whatever it is fluid that humans are, as that fluid stagnates, disease conditions start to come on the same way. So I was looking for something that would move that fluid, move lymphatic fluid, and once we got the Sonic, and I tried a lot of different vibration machines, and I could see that they were actually stress-inducing to the body, which would kind of like hinder the healing state. And when I found the Sonic machine, it was strictly vertical, it was sound-actuated, the frequencies were exact, because it was a sine wave from an amplifier. And we started, I put a few of them in my gym, and I couldn't believe all the stories I was hearing from people, that women that were scheduled for prolapse uterus surgery, people that had chronic hemorrhoids, people that had chronic pain, and it was forcing the cell, it was forcing all 75 trillion or 100 trillion cells to do what a cell is supposed to do. The same as when you lift weights, you know, you're forcing that cell to have to lift that heavier weight. When you're on the Sonic machine, you are forcing that cell to function as a cell, to start processing fluid, doing everything a cell does, and everybody just started getting better from everything, and it's just been a It's been an amazing journey ever since, just sharing the stories from people and everything that they've gone through with the Sonic, everything that's gotten better.
Yeah, just the Sonic machine alone, without even the epigenetic frequency, it's amazing. It pumps your lymphatic, it compresses your bones, you get the piezoelectric compression to create new bone tissue. It stretches your Golgi tendon apparatus for your connective tissue and your muscles, so it helps build muscle. It restores proprioception, which is important to prevent pain. For example, you've heard about the Charcot joints, etc., that was discovered several hundred years ago by a French physician. It occurs particularly in people with diabetics and neuropathy because they don't have proper motor control around joints, and the torsional forces, or the vector forces, actually rip joints apart. When you restore proprioception, you actually restore the normal motor control around joints, so the force vectors don't rip the joint apart. People don't realize it's not a static joint. It's actually a polyvector force joint, every joint in your body, including your spine and your peripheral joints. And that's why chiropractic is very helpful, because chiropractic and deep tissue massage helps to restore areas that are even dysautonomic. For example, you heard about a syndrome called neurangiosis. It's where the autonomic nervous system is out of balance. The way they actually see it is to do a digital thermogram, and you can measure the A delta C fibers by using axonpain.com technology that I and Jim Hedgecock developed. He had made it a subjective technology in 97, got FDA approval. In 1999, 2000, I added the technology of measuring the A-delta fibers at the base of the skull, recruiting up the spinal cord to the brain, and made it an objective technology, the first objective technology for mapping pain out. But you have to understand that when you use this technology of the Sonic Life, you actually restore normal proprioception so that the dysautonomia starts to go away. Very important, whether it's the spinal dysautonomia causing coronary artery spasm or gut spasm or hiatal hernia, any chiropractor that's worth his salt will tell you that as they do adjustments, a lot of the physical symptoms go away. Well, this machine is like a micro adjuster, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Even acupuncturists have said when people would get on the machine that it cleared everything that the acupuncturist would have had to use needles for. It cleared all those energy systems.
Now, but by the way, the epigenetic frequencies that I have, my MP3s, can actually put through microcurrent directly by putting the acupuncture needles, and they have to be inserted at what's called Langerhans gate complexes in the skin. And each one of those little gates, actually, you can see a limb thread spike of light. Now, about 10 to 15% of males can actually see the light, and about 1% of females can see infrared light in the dark or semi-dark. That's why you'll see most of the acupuncturists are male, because we can see in the dark because we're ancient ancestors or hunters. And what happens is every energy point always is an infrared light point coming through the skin, isn't it?
All right.
That's fascinating, eh? So the fact is, if you actually fix people, you can actually go along with it. I found this 20 years ago, and I got a Keithley Enterprises microcircuit analyzer used for microchip industry, and you can measure in picovolts and microamps the actual frequency coming out of the Langerhans gate going along to the acupuncture point. And every point would go beep, and it would actually, as soon as you touched it with the spectral analyzer, you could see the frequencies coming through the tissue. So you can't even metastasize a tumor to a tissue unless the frequency allows it to form that biocircuit. Isn't that interesting? So that's why you can't get rheumatoid in your left knee, but the right knee is affected. And you say, well, why is the left knee not affected? The blood courses through there every 7 seconds, and the same lymphocytes that could attack the cartilage. Even if there's a mycoplasma hominis incognita present in the joint space, it won't attack unless the biocircuit's present. So biocircuits are really important, and that's why whether it's dysautonomia causing coronary artery spasm or the spreading of cancer or the destruction of a joint by autoimmune disease, without the biocircuits, and the Sonic Life helps that, and again, when you add epigenetic frequency therapy, you actually erase the abnormal biocircuits. Interesting, eh?
Right. Oh, very interesting. Very much.
Yeah. People say, well, how does that work? I said, it works in quantum physics. Every tissue in the body is a stochastic, fuzzy logic, nonlinear, parallel processing supercomputer. And if you work out the mathematics, which I've done, and I actually presented my first lecture 36 years ago called Phono and Major Cytogenetics, and now I've completed my work. And I want to do it in such a way it doesn't get weaponized by people like DARPA or some maniac who wants to turn this into a very dangerous weapon, because the very things can heal also can be used to cause trouble. For example, our civilizations run on electricity, but electricity itself is being dangerous, especially now the latest is 5G network. We've got smart meters generating electrotoxins every 5 to 7 seconds in someone's home or apartment building. A lot of the appliances we use generate back electricity into the home, causing radiation that even backwashes into the general power grid. And the thing to erase is things like Lumen Photon and Sonic Life technology. The Sonic Life, to me, is the best way to deliver it, because it actually has the woofers that will actually accurately reproduce the atomic resonant frequencies of minerals and amino acids. and actually erase the abnormal biocircuits. Pretty amazing, right. Eh? So when you get older, or when your body starts to get sick, every organ gets hypoxic, acidotic, a low electron density, and accumulates biotoxins and heavy metals and free radicals. Those principles apply to all diseased tissues in every condition. Every diseased tissue is in a low redox state, hypoxic, acidotic, free radicals, bioaccumulating toxins and stealth pathogens. Every single one. Interesting, eh? And we have, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to start off with getting you to ask tough questions. Now, very rarely do I actually get someone to call in with a really tough question. And I put it to people to say, and I try to do this on Friday with people where they'll even pop a question with me. It's called a firing line. Because in many cases, I don't know the question beforehand because the email will go directly to Michelle, and she'll bring it in on Friday, tomorrow, the first hour. By the way, our sale is on. The code is HONOR, is the coupon, H-O-N-O-R. You save 7%. You get free shipping over $149, that is, and in the USA. And we provide you free answers to your emails or even a callback if you purchased one product in the last year. So nobody does that. This is a ministry. But I want you to ask a tough question because we have you on now a number of months, Tony, and you've been going to Nutra Medical University, and you're learned, even though you're the chemist that actually builds the Nutridyne, which is the Edgar Cayce iodine using Tesla activation plasma generation, and you can do the spectral analysis. I want you to ask a question, whether it's a chemical question, a medical question, or just what I call a geopolitical question. And I started this off before the break by asking the question, which I was brought up by Joyce Myers, one of my favorite on television evangelists. And she's very straightforward. She's a real person. And there's three reasons why we suffer. The first reason is it's a fallen world. It's run by Lucifer, the King Kronos, the King of Time. And everything is oppositional dialectics. And you have to survive. You know, it's like a jungle out there, as they say. The second is if you do the right thing, you're going to get opposed by the dark side. But the third, which is a real important reason, which is godly, is that God allows us to suffer so we can face the truth and find a solution to it. And the truth of what's going on is an apocalypse of the death of mitochondria and phytosomes and plants. And literally we're in the midst of an extinction level event caused by our own pollution, caused by the presence of mankind on Earth and our technology, plus galactic and solar events that are beyond the scope of human beings on Earth. And right now, we're in the process of an extinction-level event, which is causing a 400% increase in heart failure and dementia, ADD and ADHD, because it's a mitochondrial dysfunction that's going on, amplified by toxic radiation, toxic halide compounds, toxic scalar radiation, and toxic halides like fluoride, chloride, and bromide, the worst of which is fluoramine and chloramines that are now even much more toxic than chloride and fluoride. And they attach to the amide groups of amino acids and cause dysfunction by literally blocking your thyroid gland and calcifying the pineal gland and the choroid plexus of your ventricles. So I'd like you to ask the toughest question you can ask is if you had the descendant of Moses in front of you with God whispering the answers into his ear. Because I don't have all the answers, but God does.
Well,
and people don't want to hear this because even some Christians, they get a little squeamish. Well, I'm a baby Christian and I can't believe that someone can do that. I can't. You ask me a tough question in any sphere of human activity on earth and I will provide you one of two things, either an instant answer or a framework with the Gordian logic of my logic cutting the knife of the Gordian knot, or breaking it down supernaturally to tell you where we have to go to find the answer. So go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, so ask I know away. This is a toughest question, but my question is, okay, so we know that the thyroid hormones control how your body uses energy, or ATP, and so they affect the way nearly every organ in your body works. And so I'm wondering what hormones you know, are controlling the use of how we burn ATP. First off,
basically, once ATP arrives, it's oxidative phosphorylation that generates it. And ATP is used to do three things. It generates the ion difference, so it actively pumps ions across the cell membrane, so it pumps potassium in and sodium out of the cells. So it's called sodium potassium ATPase. And in fact, if you measure the bioimpedance of tissues, and I have one of my bioimpedance machines down in my storage container, but I'd measure the bioimpedance of patients to determine if they're getting well. If your bioimpedance is like putting all the cells of your body like a series battery in series, you can actually measure the cellular impedance of someone's body with an electrode on the right arm and right leg. And it'll actually put out a number and tell you what's the charge on their cells, which is how much sodium potassium ATP is being pumped. Therefore, what's the charge on their tissues, the bioimpedance. The second thing that's going on is that every chemical reaction in your body requires energy. So if you don't have ATP, adenosine triphosphate, you don't have the energy to catalyze the chemical reaction. And every chemical reaction is either the making or breaking of a bond. And it's an active site of a molecule where every mineral is in a plasma or monoatomic state wraped around a protein and quaternary structure that determines the making or breaking bonds. Either singlet bonds, double bonds, or special types of, like an imidazole ring or whatever. And the third area is it activates the production of lymphocytes that are constantly on the watch, almost like Delta Force or Special Op. Because your body's a battlefield. If anybody thinks your tissues and your organs are sterile, they're an idiot. And unfortunately, people have not extended the infectious disease theory of illness. Everybody who's ill has, as I mentioned, I'm going to repeat it for people to understand this. Every ill tissue, whether you're getting older or you're getting heart failure or getting a coronary artery spasm or dementia, every ill tissue has three things wrong with it, and then I'll add the additional ones. Number one, every tissue is hypoxic, acidotic, and has free radical load. That also induces bioaccumulation of toxins, heavy metals, and biopathogens. And that shuts down DNA by jamming the DNA induction to make messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. So that's a universal catalog of all disease, not just some disease. It doesn't matter if you're blasted with radiation, you got a burn, your tissues are getting old because you're 90 and your genes are shutting down because your biofloton flux of your telomeres to your ion channels is shutting off your DNA induction. Every disease state fits those criteria. So whether you got nanobacteria in your gums, you got them around your teeth. Now, what Neutrodyne does is four things. Number one, it kills all known pathogens, and it does it non-toxically. Number two, it resurrects mitochondria, so it actually causes mitochondriogenesis. Number three, it catalyzes and helps to shift the balance toward 5' deiodination, not 5 deiodination, because if you create 5 deiodination, you create reverse thyroid hormone that locks on the crystal galli of your mitochondria and shuts off your metabolism. And the fourth thing it does is it increases the production of things like nitric oxide and the outlay of oxygen, so it improves perfusion. And if it improves the redox state of tissue, it increases the catalytic reaction for the Kmax, every enzyme in your body. So when you're taking Neutrodyne, it does a whole bunch of things, but it basically resurrects your mitochondria, your redox state, and your oxygenation. And if you don't even have enough energy, you can't even detox cells or tissues or kill off intracellular or extracellular parasites or pathogens. So it does a lot of stuff. That's why it's the number one nutraceutical. Now, you got to go slow with it. I tell people, if you're knocking out something, 15 drops three times a day for the first 3 to 7 days, and then you can drop the dosage to half. You don't need a whole lot. People, or they say stupid things like, if you take too much, it's going to shut off your thyroid. No, that's if you take things like potassium iodide or something like that.
Yeah.
You don't want to take iota caps and these other things because they'll actually cause neuropathy and retinopathy within 10 days, which is why the federal government actually had to shut down the production of these when people got all panicky over Fukushima Daiichi. But by the way, the amount of radioiodine-131 is actually still percolating out of Fukushima, and nobody's paying attention anymore because the media are not talking about it except for me.
Mm-hmm.
Fukushima is not reducing its radiation. It's still increasing, and it's bubbling up from these deep places underground where it's like a lava lamp. The nuclear reactors are still causing a neutron flux. In fact, the neutron beams coming out of the ground are so powerful, you can fly over Fukushima Daiichi from 30 to 40 miles away and see blue beams of neutrons hitting the nitrogen atom and actually causing fluorescence at sundown. So when you're flying over, you say, it looks like a light show in the big stadium up in California, in Los Angeles, where we have these light shows and it shoots the beams into the sky. Well, that's still happening over Fukushima, and people ignore it. And the problem is that the company that serves TEPCO is a umbrella company. All the service companies are American, and they're doing squat. Now, I approached Senator Wyden and Senator Feinstein, who actually says she's going to rerun for office. These people are idiots. When I talked to their so-called nuclear experts, and the first one was a smart-alecky guy that was a nuclear expert for Feinstein. He claimed he had this PhD and all this stuff. I said, guess what? After a series of questions, I said, you're now doing a thesis, and I'm the professor in front of you asking you questions, and you may or may not get your PhD depending on your answers to these questions. At the end of it, I realized they shut down a lot of the nuclear test sites, including up in Idaho when the radiation shot through the ceiling, and they never reinstituted them or published them publicly or put them online so the public could still see the radiation clouds coming in from Fukushima. Through the deep ocean trenches, the surface water that vaporizes into a vapor trail up to 200 miles inland, and the high altitude radiation coming in all over the city and circulating the planet seven times before it falls to the ground, gets in our food, air, and water. Now, you're dealing with Deagle. It's an unpleasant thing to try to think you're smarter. It's going to be painful. So, on the break, you asked a very interesting question, which is cool because you put the challenge, and I had a lady this morning to call me, and she didn't listen to the program, but she got referred by her friend to say, look, she'd been trying for 7 years to treat her Parkinson's disease, went to a naturopath who gave her this protocol of some knucklehead, just giving amino acids only, and a whole bunch of other pills. She said she was taking 60 pills. You have to first need to circumscribe what something is. For example, what I like to do, even with people that are really advanced, like, for example, a physicist or chemist or whatever, I like to ask some really basic questions that require them to actually stop playing with their mental blocks I call cognitive dissonance and actually think things through as to what they're doing. For example, what is Parkinson's? Parkinson's is the death of the secondary motor neuron in the tectum of their midbrain. And the secondary motor neuron firstly loses not only astrocytes, but decreases dopamine levels, so the motor intermotor neuron that sends it to the terminal motor neuron at the anterior horn cell in your spinal cord can send it off to your basically motor end plate to cause you to actually move. So Parkinson's disease also involves different nuclei that regulate thought. So you can actually become demented, start getting visitations, if you want to call it, by these strange creatures that look like they're coming from the side of your vision and so on. Parkinson's disease, number one, is a free radical disease where the astrocytes get shut down and the glial cells have upregulation of nitroproxy, hydroproxy, and single oxygen radical, where there's often heavy metals, iron, there can be even stealth pathogens or viruses present in the brain that migrate across the ventricles, the fourth ventricle, and hit the motor neuron that's directly within millimeters of the sidewall of the ventricle. And so, yes, Neutrodyne can help because it's going to increase energy level and kill off some of the stealth pathogens, but you'll need things like our mood energizer, acetyltyrosine, not just tyrosine, which this woman was on, but acetyltyrosine, because it has to jump the blood-brain barrier, and if it's just tyrosine, it's not going to cross until it's acetylated. You also want to have things to block all the free radicals, gamma A+, cell detox glutathione, ultrathione B1 to get rid of single oxygen, and cell defense plus. You want to also get rid of the heavy metals with Killer Max and Ultra Zeolite, and you have to replace the minerals because you're going to yank some good ones out, so there's Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus. So you see, it's a complex process, plus we have peptides that will stimulate the DNA, developed by Dr. Cavinson, who's the head of the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And you want the epigenetic frequency, so everybody's going to require a lumen photon and a brilliant cap actually around their head to actually stimulate the epigenetic frequencies and turn their DNA back on to increase oxygenation, ATP, and NADH. But we have things like D-ribose, which we talked about in the first hour with we call a post-infective cardiomyopathy. We have sports energy light that will increase ATP, and we have the size of D-ribose, and we have NADH tablets that will actually, within a couple of minutes under your tongue, actually activate your NADH levels. But the fact is that Neutrodyne is going to help a lot because most diseases, including vascular disease, dementia, and many other illnesses, including leaky gut syndrome, which are tied to autoimmunity, are all tied to the presence of stealth pathogens. For example, even when you look at rheumatoid arthritis, I remember asking the question back in 1974-5, when I was actually working in the Synovia Analysis Lab with Dr. John Woodbury at Dalhousie University in Halifax, at the sister university of Harvard. And I reviewed 26,000 cases with a database analysis of a nonlinear statistical analysis and worked in the Synovia Analysis Immunology Lab as a medical student. And I asked him a question. I said, well, when people get these, say, rheumatoid, have you ever done a culture of the organisms? Because I had done my PhD in infectious disease and bacteriology, oceanography, before I went into medicine at age 21, before I even started medical school in 73. And he said, well, there was some research that about 55% of the time, if they culture the synovial membrane, they can actually pick up Mycoplasma hominis incognita. Well, these mycoplasma is very hard to culture. You have to actually put an electron scanning microscope and look for the presence of the mycoplasma organism, because it doesn't have a normal biocapsule that you see of a bacterium. And there are some ways of doing immunological testing to see if it's present. So the problem is, infectious disease is almost present in almost every illness. Doesn't matter what it is, sinus infections, dementia. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people. Cornell University, I think 5-6 years ago, discovered like 29% of the time they could actually culture old viruses people got from their childhood vaccines or previous infections that were growing in their brain tissue, including amoebic abscesses in their brain tissue from things that went through the cribriform plate of their nose into their brain and created frontal lobe or medial or temporal lobe abscesses, great big pockets of amoebic abscesses in their brain. Mm-hmm. So when people think that disease is sterile, they're idiots. It's not. Most diseases are not sterile, and that's where Neutrodyne comes in. It not only raises energy level, it also gets rid of the pathogens. And you don't need a whole lot. I mean, people say, oh, you're going to take so much, you're going to shut down your thyroid. No, you're not. And you don't need to take a lot. I mean, 15 drops 3 times a day for a week, and then drop it to half that dosage. And the body just flushes what it doesn't need out. I mean, you're not going to be worried. Plus, you want to take all the other nutraceuticals with it, like, you know, cell detox glutathione, selenium cruciferate. You want things to stop the free radicals. But, Einstein made the comment, which I think is quite funny. He says that stupidity is limitless, genius is quantifiable. Right? Now, genius is also polydimensional. You can get somebody who's a real smart engineer in China, but they have no creativity at all. They're like a robot. And that's why our intellectual property is being stolen by China, because they can't exist without stealing our intellectual property, because their culture is against innovation. That's why they're the chopstick culture. 2,000 years ago, the emperor basically said, I don't want anybody except my own private guard to have knives, so you have to eat with chopsticks. So when you have a chopstick culture, it doesn't matter how smart you are, your social IQ and your creative IQ are like flat. You're like an imbecile. Even if you have an IQ 160, you're creating engineering stuff, you're just not capable. And you're also frightened, because we had people that bought industry into China. Well, same thing goes with the medical profession. It's like I call it the bunk effect. Have you ever hit the bunk? You know, where you take a little wooden mallet and hit the doctor on the top of the head if they do something wrong? Well, if you have some little doctor, somebody going around the medical profession, oh, you better make sure you document this to cover your ass. Oh, you better not give that drug. Or you better not do this, even if it gets better outcomes, and it's real simple and non-toxic. Like, for example, if doctors started introducing, I remember Dr. Russell Blaylock, and he got in trouble. He was a master's in chemistry, biochemistry, before he went into medicine and neurosurgery. And he was simply giving magnesium in the neurointensive care unit so they wouldn't get intracranial hypertension after removing benign brain tumors. Now, if you cone your brain through your foramen magnum, you die instantly because you hit the pons in the respiratory drive center. You're not coming back. You're dead. Dead, faceplant syndrome, non-reversible. And he was getting better outcomes. He was pissing off his colleagues by having people survive post-operative recovery in the neurointensive care unit simply by giving them IV magnesium. So that's how dumb the medical profession is. So I have come against the medical profession over and over. And it's not because I'm off in some weird land. I'm a biochemist. I do fancy tests. I was doing tests on, say, Candida albicans antibodies at the University of Northern California 40 years ago. All right? So, you know, I never underestimate the stupidity, arrogance, and self-deprecatory, called playing with their mental blocks, other people that consider themselves smart. And they like to flaunt their, I got so many degrees. Look, it doesn't impress me. It impresses me if you answer my questions. And that's why, you know, I'm a dangerous person. That's why you'll notice that I don't get invited on a lot of other shows, big shot shows anymore, because they're terrified of Deagle justifiably. Justifiably terrified. Now, I'm a nice guy. I'm your big brother. If you ask a simple, straightforward question, want to answer, and you're kind and don't do it in ad hominem attack against Deagle or my other guests, you'll survive. But if you come a direct ad hominem attack, or you say something that's stupid and dangerous to my audience, I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection without anesthetic, and it's going to hurt and leave a mark. And there's nobody like me on the air anywhere, radio, television, or anything, and people need to know that. I've been doing this 13 years, plus 13 and a half years in Genesis, plus a few hiatus to RBN. I had a show before, and Laughter is the Best Medicine on Clear Channel. I've been doing public media. I'm not afraid of public. I don't care if it's a million people. In fact, I'm sending a series of packages to the president. I don't care if I fly to the White House. I don't need glory. I just want him to listen up and follow some of my advice so we can fix health care, fix immigration, fix the nation, and not poison us with scalar radiation. What we need is not 5G network. We need fiber optic cables everywhere. So you have to go to a phone booth so you don't speak like you're a schizophrenic walking around with your cell phone at the side of your cooking your temporal lobe and your eighth cranial nerve and creating astrogliomas in your temporal lobe of your brain with your damn cell phone while you're saying obscene things to people you shouldn't be talking about in public. I think we should have a return to civil society where health care providers are paid an hourly wage. You can qualify by lateral training, so a medic can become a surgeon in a matter of a year or two if they qualify, know the knowledge base, and go to a center of excellence. Our whole system is stupid. I know how to fix stupid. I'm the Lamed. You present me with any problem on earth, like my ancestor Moshe, who produced the Pentateuch, I will produce a solution for any problem, and Neutrodyne is one of those major solutions. Edgar Cayce prophesied it. We're putting it into action. And the sale's on. You get 7% off of your Neutrodyne. Get it in today. Get your advice. You can email me, and I will answer you 7 days a week. And if it's urgent, need a call back, just give me a time window and number, and I'll try to call you. Although I'm super busy, I consult all over the planet 7 days a week, even when I'm on vacation. Back in a moment with Cody Snodgrass. Don't go away.
Stocks and options trading involves...
Your whole family will love. NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.